This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, an end-of-year roundup, as I look at my favourite tracks released in 2025, starting with a song from my favourite new album of the year, Brown Horse's All the Right Weaknesses.
And
Sonic Youth. By the time this show airs, it will be 2026, so I wish you a happy and prosperous year and hope you will enjoy this look back over the greatest indie new releases from the past year. Opening the show was a brown horse, with Dog Rose, from what I think is 2025's greatest indie rock record. Brown Horse, surprisingly given their sound, hail from Norwich in the United Kingdom. They describe their genre as slacker twang. It's a mix of loud, guitar-led 90s alt-rock with country and folk influences, not least in the excellent use of pedal steel throughout their records. I'd call it grungy country, with strong influence from the likes of Neil Young and Crazy Horse and Jason Molina. Their debut album was 2024's Reservoir, also a great record. But what made me really take notice, and others too, was their second album, released in April and named All the Right Weaknesses. Here's my favourite song from the record. There's an incredible live and studio performance of this track on the Brown Horse YouTube channel, definitely check that one out. Their Anglia Sound session also features a cover of the greatest Americana song ever written, Farewell Transmission, which is awesome to see. But we'll check out the studio version of Radio Free Berliners. The song was written just before the group set off for their first international tour. To quote songwriter Niall Holohan, the song slipped out somewhere between dreaming about post-apocalyptic communes, a tie-dyed 60s California, and trying to imagine what all those long drives through rural Sweden and minus 20 degrees Celsius would be like. Brown Horse with my track of the year, Radio Free Berliners. Moving on to one of the most hyped indie albums released this year, Wednesday's Bleeds. This was Wednesday's sixth album, and the one which pushed their cowboy boot gaze sound further into both alt country and hardcore, depending on the track. My favourite track falls into the alt country camp. Gary's 2 is the follow-up to Gary's from 2021's Twin Plagues. For those unaware, members of Wednesday, including MJ Lenderman and the members of his band The Wind, mostly lived in and around the Hawk Creek neighborhood in Asheville, North Carolina. Wednesday lead singer Carly Hartzman and Lenderman lived together when they were still a couple, along with Lenderman's drummer and great songwriter in his own right, Colin Miller, in a house owned by their landlord, Gary. Gary, as espoused in the songs written in tribute to him, was a brutally honest old man who lived his life the way he wanted to, and treated the group of young musicians like his children. Apparently he had the local country radio station, playing 24/7 on an old radio hanging on his porch, no doubt an influence on the band, although he never said outright that he liked their music. Gary passed away a few years ago, and his property was sold, speeding up the already inevitable spreading out of a little music community that had formed in Hawk Creek. Gary's 2 is a beautiful tribute to the man. Hartzman simply recalls a story Gary told her one day as he leant on his truck outside their house, and that's all the song really needs to be. Colin Miller was hit hardest by Gary's death. It seemed to be pretty much a father-son relationship. Miller had known Gary for 13 years, and took over as Gary's effective caretaker towards the end. Miller's 2025 album Losin' is written, centrally, about Gary's death and the emotional impact of the events. It's a great album, led by one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard, Cadillac. Miller wrote that song around the central theme of watching Gary's funeral procession and about Gary's rusted out car collection. It's a good day at the wreck yard, it's a bad day for my heart. Here's the two Gary tribute songs back to back.
Went for a drink at the bar down the road, watching horses and betting your clothes. You head out the door then to go for a smoke, you hit on the way out and stubbed your toe. Guy rounds the corner in a fisherman's hat and he hits you in the face with a baseball bat. He took one look at you after he stopped to laugh, and he noticed you mistook, you got hit on behalf of some bastard from the bar who had slept with his wife. You said, I never seen you in my God-given life. Stood up and brushed off and fell for your mouth, and your teeth leapt from you so you spit them all out. You took up your pride and you took up the bat, and you went for that shithead at his said, seems fine to me, and that's how you got dentures at age 33. You told me this story as you stood by your truck. I said, Gary, man, you have the worst heart. I always did wonder how your teeth stayed so nice when the only thing you drink is Pepsi.
Sucking down coke. Blame.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Wednesday with Gary's 2, followed by Colin Miller's Cadillac. While All the Right Weaknesses was my favourite album released in 2025, my favourite album I discovered this year was This Is Lorelei's Box for Buddy, Box for Star, released in mid-2024. It was, however, given a deluxe reissue for 2025. That reissue features covers by Snail Mail and MJ Lenderman. Lenderman takes on one of the most disappointing tracks from the record, which is ruined by auto-tune in the original version. Thankfully, Lenderman gives the song the performance it deserves, because wow, what a beautiful song. If you're an alt-rock fan, it's possible that your favourite songwriter's favourite songwriter might be This Is Lorelei right now.
City's art of
off today in a lonely summer breeze. I was dreaming all my dreams. I'm still my own worst enemy. And I can tell it's hardly starting, but I don't wanna pull my hand, and I don't wanna fold it in, though I can feel your smile departing. And I know it's only cars, but love, I feel your heart in space while you were dancing.
That was MJ Lindemann with his cover of This Is Lorelei's Dancing in the Club. Sticking with the Wednesday theme, you kind of sense it was Asheville's year. Here's another track featuring that band. It's from Drive-By Truckers co-frontman Patterson Hood's fourth solo album, February's Exploding Trees and Airplane Screams. It was Patterson's first solo record since 2012, and he brings in features from Waxahachie's Katie Crutchfield, along with Lydia Lovelace, and of course, Wednesday. They feature on my favourite track from the album, The Van Pelt Parties. It's the most straightforward rock and roll song on the record, about the young Patterson Hood getting up to mischief at the adult parties he would find himself at while growing up in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. So to round off this show, in this year of a sonic youth, here is Patterson Hood and the Van Pelt Parties. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.